Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Toulouse, it's Sean Williams. How are you? You're on the air.
Hey, Sean. It's great to be here. And you were close with the name.
Yeah. Why don't you say it for us? I read the bylines sometimes. I've never had to say it. How do you say your name, sir?
Yeah, it's a mouthful, but it's Olorunipa. That's my last name.
What nationality is that?
It's Nigerian.
Yeah. We were going to visit with one of your colleagues, and now I just have a couple of minutes. And originally we were going to talk about the stimulus checks, and are they or are they not being delayed? Lisa Ryan was going to answer that question for us. Are you able to answer that question?
Yes, I worked with Lisa on a story in the Post today just about that very topic. So, yes.
And what is the answer? Because the administration was saying they weren't delayed. Treasury was saying that they'll be delayed a few days. What's the bottom line for the delay in Treasury checks because of the president's signature?
Well, definitely more work has to be done than would be done if the president was not going to have his name on the front of these checks. They have to put in new code. Whether or not they're able to do that, they say they're working around the clock and that they will still be able to meet their original deadline. But this is definitely going to cause more work to be done, in part because these checks are supposed to start going out immediately. And the Treasury Department and the IRS is still working to make sure that they have the president's name on these checks. And the initial batch of checks that we were told would be delayed. Now, whether or not they've been able to sort of supercharge the effort and get more people to work and work around the clock and meet their original deadline, that may be the case at this point, but this is definitely more work and is taking away some of the manpower from the overly stretched IRS, which is trying to do a lot right now to get money in the hands of millions of Americans. So there's a potential that there could be a delay, and there's also the potential that they work overtime and they're able to get this out. But this is not originally part of the plan. It was not part of the bill.
Well, then why? Why is the president's name going to go on the checks?
Well, essentially because the president wanted his name on these checks. He wants to associate this stimulus package directly with him. He's up for re-election, and he wants people to know that this money is coming to them in part.
Didn't he deny that, though? Didn't he deny that? I thought he said he either knows nothing about it or he did not request that his name be on the checks.
Yeah, he has denied it. He doesn't want to take responsibility for setting this in motion, but he wants to get the political benefit of having his name on these $1,200 checks. But obviously this is a political handicap for him if people see it as political and him trying to use taxpayer dollars to boost his reelection campaign.
If that's the truth, then they would have been smart to bury it or still not do it, because don't you get the feeling it could boomerang on him now?
There's definitely that possibility. If people are paying close attention and they say, this is my taxpayer money being used by the president to further his reelection campaign, I think the bet that that the president is making is that people will just see this money, they'll be glad to get this unexpected check, and that they will see his name next to it, and they will vote for him because, you know, $1,200 in my account with the president's name next to it is something that would be very tangible in terms of the impact that he's having on their lives. It seems like that's his bet, that people won't be paying very close attention to why his name is on the check and who actually helped get this money passed, and the fact that this was a bipartisan program. I think he's betting on a low information voter to support him because of this money.
Reporting in the Washington Post today. Interesting story. Thank you for your time this morning. Short notice, but we're glad you were able to jump in here.
You got it. Thank you.
Have a good day. News is next. This is WGN.